The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Welcome back. I am Dale Lally. He is the Matt Williamson, and it is
mock draft time.
Mock draft time.
This is going to have a lot different flavor to it. And one other note around the league: Mike Evans signed. That was one thing we didn't mention too. I mean, I think it's cool when guys presumably end their career as an all-time great Buck and all that. But I thought there was a chance he might pursue the Chiefs or the Bills or something along those lines. But that was another piece of news that we didn't throw out there last segment. You know.
Okay, so we are mock drafting here. We just missed out on Latham.
Wow. Which is possible. I mean, I think he's a run to the podium guy at 20.
So it's
maybe the league sees a couple guys ahead of him.
Yeah, you got Caleb Williams, Drake May, Brock Bowers, three. Marvin Harrison, Rome Odunziel, Malik Nabers, Cooper DeJean.
Early for DeJean, seven. Too.
Yeah, Joe Alt. They haven't adjusted their stuff yet. Mm-hmm. Here. I'm looking at Pro Football Focus here in their mock drafter. Quinyon Mitchell at 9. Byron Murphy, Talisi Fuaga, Nate Wiggins, Jackson Powers Johnson at 13.
Mm.
Terrion Arnold, Fashanu at 15, Dallas Turner, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Jared Verse, and J.C. Latham now off the board here.
Ouch.
Jaden Daniels is not lasting.
I was going to say, they have a glitch with this Jaden Daniels thing. I did a mock the other day, and I just ignored it.
I am going to restart this.
Yeah.
Because that is not going to happen.
I don't do many mocks, but for whatever reason, Pro Football Focus has him falling consistently, which if he falls, it's to 3.
Yeah. Yeah, that is not going to happen.
If he's there at 4, 10 teams are going to try to trade up for him.
Oh, my God.
Right.
The Steelers would have all kinds of offers.
Oh, if he's at 20, I'm talking about if he was at 4.
I'm going to set this to care for positional value. I'm going to set that up a little bit.
Put it up a little, because I assume that'll quarterback.
Yeah.
It should.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, but they'd like never have him go in the top 5, and then all of a sudden it's like, how does this guy? Then he passes like the
Lakes. Okay, so that happened. And
all right, so let's run it back here. What do we got?
So basically the same guys are all gone, except
sure.
Now J.C. Latham is staring at us.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Okay.
I would do that in a heartbeat.
I think you just take it. I mean, we always entertain trades, but I think that's the perfect fit. Man, I mean, he is a masher. He is a wide-bodied,
plug-and-play dude.
And not at all a problem in protection either. It's not like he's only does one thing well.
No, I mean, he might be your day one open OTAs at right tackle.
Oh, I think he would be. Yeah. Oh, I think he would
just
be. Yeah.
Put him in
there. Right. Yeah. So pick him.
We have a trade offer.
We can listen, but man,
it better be really good.
It better be really good. And I'm sure there's other tackles out there.
It's
that
the
are
Eagles at 22, which is.
Yeah, that's risky to hold on to, but okay.
Because they have.
That's the kind of trade I'm thinking. I'm leaning towards, period.
They have 22, 50, 54, 97, 160, 170, 171, 178, and 240. But for me to move out of that spot with.
Who's at 21? I should know the top of my head.
Miami.
Because they could easily grab them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But Mims is still there. Guyton is still there. Some of those guys are still
there.
I knew
there'd be others, of course.
But to me, again, I think there's a line of delineation between those guys.
I'm not sure a third-round pick's enough for me to get off of Latham.
Yeah.
I think that's what you get from 20 to 22.
I would need one of those second-round picks to do that.
You want to offer it for fun?
They're not going to take it.
Right.
I'm gonna offer it.
And we could throw in a fifth or something. But
yeah, they're not going to do it for 22 and 50, and they're not going to do it for 22 and 54.
Yeah.
I'm not interested. I'm
going to
draft a player.
I'm
going to draft
Latham,
Just some of the other guys that are still there. Latham, Jerzon Newton, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Amarius Mims, Troy Franklin, Troy Fatanu. Now that's it.
Right, they're all attractive.
Good players.
Right.
I mean, if I can move down.
If Latham would have went 19, I would be very interested in moving back.
I would be perfectly happy with Fatanu.
Oh, yeah. I like Mims more than you, too, but I would gladly take Mims at 22,
I just think
Fatanu
is more as, I
he's more plug and play.
I think he is plug and play as well.
I agree.
I agree with you. Mims has more upside, mm-hmm. but I don't know if I'm interested in upside mm. for a right tackle.
That guy is a rare beast.
He could also bust.
He could.
You know, that's the problem.
Let's take Latham.
But Latham, I feel very confident, will not bust.
No. I think he's a home run.
All right. So J.C. Latham is the pick. Oh, I must not have hit 7 rounds on that. I screwed up.
Oh, jeez.
I screwed up. You know, when I went in, okay, so we're going to run this again.
All right.
Careful position.
That's fine.
But that's an interesting.
I mean, it's still the same conversation.
The conversation remains the same here. Let's see if. He is not available. The Bengals took him, which was yuck.
I don't know how the Bengals would pass on him, period.
Yeah. And then Fashanu went at 19.
Could you imagine a better player for the Bengals that's possible? I mean, like, that's a run to the podium for the Bengals for me, too.
Their two offensive tackles would be a combined 750
pounds. That's right. Andre the Giant and King Kong Bundy. Yeah.
Okay, so Versi, Newton, McKinstry, Mims, Franklin, Fatanu, Barton, Newbin, Peyton Wilson, who's...
Those are the best guys available with 20?
Yeah, Brian Thomas.
I love Brian Thomas.
Yeah, Enos Rakestra, McCarthy,
any offers?
Guyton. We get 3 offers.
Okay, I'd like to move down in this situation.
Yeah. This is more fun. So the Cardinals are on the phone at 27.
Ooh.
That's a bit of a slide
back.
It's
a bit, but there's a couple corners. Why? I mean, Thomas would be interesting.
Ooh, yeah.
Could we come up with 7 names we like there? Probably needs 5 or 6.
Yeah. So the Cardinals at 27. The other ones are the Panthers at 33 and the Jaguars at 48. I'm not going back that far. So let's talk to the Cardinals.
I can talk to the Cardinals.
They have 27.
Mm-hmm.
That would obviously be part of it. They have 35, 66, 71.
Can Is 66 enough?
Oh, they would do. They would.
I'm not sure if it's enough for me.
That trade has a 67% chance to be accepted.
What if we could somehow get their second?
I don't know. If
we give them one of their fourths or something like that.
35, they're not going to take it. If we give up.
Oh, they're 35. Yeah, okay, this isn't
that
their
doesn't
pay.
Even move the needle on trying to get that. So 20.
I was thinking
27 and 66.
Future pick?
We can get something else in there, too. From the Cardinals.
Future third?
Will they do it? Probably not. So we're probably looking at a future 4 puts that at a 50-50 proposition.
I'll roll the dice on that.
If we throw in 238.
Probably seals it up.
That puts it at 52%.
That's.
You want to do it?
Enter it, yeah.
They accepted. Okay.
All right. So we're going to kind of roll the dice here that there's.
We are. So the 20th pick, they came up to get Verse.
That adds up. There we go. That was a good move for them, though.
Mims M went at 21.
Okay. I thought we were going to have to fight about Mims.
Troy Franklin at 22.
I'm happy he's gone.
Jerzon Newton at 24.
Happy he's gone.
Fatanu went at 25.
Ouch. But yeah. I didn't think he'd be there at 27.
26 was Peyton Wilson.
Wow.
Which leaves Graham Barton, Tyler Newbin, Brian Thomas, Enos Rakestra, Tyler Guyton is still there, Ladd McConkey, Zach Frazier.
I think the conversation is Thomas, Guyton, Rakestra?
Barton is there, too.
Barton's interesting. Do we think Barton could possibly be a right tackle?
I don't see why, you know, I think he's...
I mean, I think that's what he did at Duke.
That's what he played tackle at Duke. He's not small.
Mm-mm. No, he's not 6'2".
No, he's every bit of 6'5".
Mm-hmm.
He played center early in his career because that's why he broke
smart,
into the lineup.
He's a Duke guy, blah, 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 blah. I don't know his arm length off the top of my head.
I'm looking it up here as we speak.
Because I know they're not 35.
No, they're not, but they're not.
But he is a 6'5 guy. He's not a 6'3 guy.
Right.
And he's not the lightest on his feet. I say that not because we wouldn't want him to play center, but if he could fill one of those two spots and just get him in camp, that's interesting.
Again, so one of the things that Omar Khan talked about when he spoke mm-hmm. was how much they like position flexibility on the offensive line.
Right.
That's position flexibility. If you could play tackle or guard or center, that's pretty flexible.
I'm sure
flexible.
He could get you out of a game as a tackle.
Yeah. 32 and 7/8. So basically 33-inch arms.
Yeah, a little short.
A little short, but not.
Maybe.
I
could live with it, but, I mean, if the selling point is he could play tackle, I would rather have Guyton.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you draft him to be the center, which is fine. I think Brian Thomas is the best prospect available.
There's no doubt about it.
I mean, if you just take him, since we got the extra pick, we're going to draft a receiver somewhere. Isn't the goal to score touchdowns? I mean, that guy
is the goal.
Sure does a lot of that.
And he is a stud.
He's a stud. I think he's the best player at a semi-need position. I think you do it.
Yeah, we do have two other trade offers.
Okay.
The Ravens.
They're
not interested in trading with the Ravens. And the Patriots at 34.
We could, but I mean, it gets a little crazy.
Trade out of the first round.
Trade out of trade after trade.
Yeah. I think you take, in this scenario, you take Brian Thomas.
I do too. With that extra pick on day two,
yeah.
You'll get corners and linemen on day
two.
Yeah.
Okay. We're back up here now. Ooh. At 52. How much we miss out on by the, for the off, or the centers? Let's see.
I bet they're gone. Matt Barton's going to be gone.
Yeah. Guyton went at 38. Zach Frazier went at 36.
Yeah.
Barton went at 32 to the Chiefs.
Okay. What's a corner tackle situation look like?
Okay, so these are just the top players available.
Okay, that's the best way to do it.
Michael Penix.
Yeah.
Edgerrin Cooper.
That's appealing.
Jaden Hicks.
We didn't talk much about this, but just the tone that Omar said at the podium didn't sound great for the current linebacker situation.
No.
He basically said, it's a need, we're going to get one.
Yeah. He said a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
Cooper would be very attractive.
Yeah, right.
Boy, we could. Ricky Pearsall was available.
I like Pearsall a lot too.
Yeah, but we just took a wide receiver, so we don't need him.
That is done.
Mike Sainstrill.
Interesting.
Braden Fisk.
Okay.
Yale.
Yeah,
tackle.
Yeah.
Jalen Polk, Kalen Bolick, Jalen McMillan, Christian Haynes, Junior Colson is still there. Xavier Worthy is still there.
I mean, I think it's a very slim chance that their top two picks don't at least involve one corner or offensive lineman.
Yeah.
But I think the best players are Thomas and the linebacker.
Cooper.
Yeah.
Ruka Rojo is still there.
He's appealing.
Yeah. Blake Fisher. We have 52 and then we have 66.
And I say we're pretty soon on the clock, too. I think Cooper's a no-brainer.
I think Sainstrill's pretty good, though, too.
I do, too.
And he fills an immediate need. Like, mm-hmm. There's your slot for the next however many years.
I did one mock over the weekend, and I took him in the second round with this pick.
Yeah. Like the player. It. There'll be some other guys that I like later, though.
Mm-hmm.
Cooper sitting there.
I think he's a difference maker for
I think him. He's a difference maker, and, yeah, I think that's the pick.
Yep.
Okay.
These are two long, freaky athletes for their positions.
So. Now we're back up with the pick that we traded for. This is at 66.
Mm-hmm.
This is the second.
O-line and corner are really screaming at us now.
So Yale tackle is there.
Okay. I could live with that.
Let's just see who is available here. So he's there. Blake Fisher out of Notre Dame is there.
Not bad.
He's a Notre Dame right tackle.
Yeah.
That's not bad. I think he's a four-year starter,
too. I think he's kind of plug and play, too.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he's not a high upside dude, but I think he starts early.
Yeah. Patrick Paul is there. Matt Gonclaves is there from Pitt. Dominic Pooney, Christian Jones. So there's some dudes there.
Yeah, it's not bad. Christian Jones has to be moving upwards, too.
Yeah.
He's done well.
At the cornerback position.
Don't we pick soon again, though?
At 84.
Okay, so we get a little long stretch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jerrion Jones, Chris Abrams-Drain, Andrew Phillips,
mm-hmm.
Jarvis Brownlee, Renardo Green, Cam Hart, Max Melton.
Melton, Hart.
I like all those guys.
I like all
there's
those guys.
More of those than there are tackles.
There are. Who would be your tackle choice, though? I think we'd have higher grades on these corners than tackles, but that's because tackles are hard to find.
I kind of like Fisher there.
That would be my pick as well.
I know he's
the right guy.
I know he's been trained well.
Mm-hmm.
Would you
take him over Melton?
Yes.
There's
more corners there that I feel like I can get one. I don't know mm-hmm. if I'm going to get a tackle.
Let's take him.
Okay. And
I think it's the first time we've ever drafted him.
There's your right tackle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Appealing.
We're back up at 84. Now, we've gotten a wide receiver. We got a linebacker.
Yeah.
We got a tackle.
Yep.
Top players available. Cameron Kitchens, Jeremiah Trotter, Jalen Wright, Christian Mahogany, Cedric Van Pran. What's the new
I don't know what
to his name.
Something, yeah.
Blake Corum, Tavondre Sweat.
Hmm.
I don't think he's going to last this long.
I don't either, but that's appealing.
Mason McCormick, Javon Solomon.
What if you just sort for corners?
Yeah, we can do that. No sense in going through.
I mean, there was five or six the last time he came.
Chris Abrams-Drane, Andrew Phillips, Jarvis Brownlee, Renardo Green, Cam Hart, Max Melton.
I think you think Melton.
You like
Sweat's
Melton?
Appealing, but I would consider Melton.
Phillips is pretty good, too.
I do, too. I like Phillips, too. He's from Kentucky, if people don't know. Either's fine with me, to be honest with you. I don't think one's way better than the others there.
I think they're both good. I think Brownlee's good.
Brownlee's good, yeah.
Yeah.
No, day two corners are nice.
Yeah, these guys in this area are pretty solid.
Pretty solid. A lot of them tested well, a lot of toughness. Which one do you like better?
I think both of those guys can play inside or out, which is appealing.
Me too. I don't think that's the thing about Hart.
Yeah.
He's not a slot.
And I think they're both tough.
They would both fit in real well.
That's
here.
Splitting hairs there.
That's a coin flip for me. It doesn't really bother me which way
let
you go.
Let's look at the measurables. All right. Let's take it to the. And I know Melton blew up.
Melton's were really good.
Yeah.
Phillips weren't bad, though.
No. Let's see here. So Melton. Like, I think Sanistrel's is the top pure slot.
Mm hmm.
But I think these guys, so five.
But these guys play outside.
5'11", 187, 32 and an eighth inch arm. Ran a 4.39.
Yeah.
40 and a half vertical.
Yeah, very explosive.
Very
that
explosive.
That was Melton, right?
Melton. That's Melton.
Mm-hmm.
Phillips, I don't think is quite.
He might be a little bigger.
That's what I want to look and see here.
Very physical.
Yeah, very 5'11", 190.
Yeah, he's got a little more thickness, too.
Yeah. 4.48. So
I mean, it's not bad.
Yeah, not bad. 1.51 on the split. 42-inch vertical. Did better in the jumps. An 11.3 on the broad.
I mean, they're both very similar.
Which one do you feel like is the better?
Flip a coin. Oh, go with Melton. I really don't care.
I'm going to see here.
I'd be very happy if they both were
okay,
available.
So Melton, or I'm sorry, Phillips, no takeaways.
Okay.
That could be something that breaks the tire.
It's not great.
I think Melton did have more in terms of, he had the... he had eight takeaways.
Well, go with him.
There you go. Melton's the guy.
I mean, we're going to the third tiebreaker, fourth tiebreaker.
Yeah. Melton's the guy.
I like Melton a lot.
Yeah. That was a good Rutgers defense last year.
It was. Those guys are always tough.
Dude. Yeah. All right. So we are back up here again. And this is our pick 120. We got the back-to-backs.
Mm.
Top players available. Dadrian Taylor Demerson, the safety out of Texas Tech. He had a nice.
Yeah, yeah.
On the jumps
he did
and
well,
stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Bo Limmer. The center out of Arkansas.
He's not bad.
No?
I mean,
developmental center.
If you had one signed at that point, could be in the mix.
Justin Igawa, blah, 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 the edge of, he's like the third edge rusher out of
where's he at?
Alabama.
Oh, okay.
Christian Jones is still there.
We took a tackle.
We took a tackle, yeah.
Someone could play guard or.
Braylon Allen, Will Shipley.
Yeah, this is running back land, huh?
Satoa Lamoia, the offensive tackle out of Utah. Isaiah Adams, the tackle out of Illinois.
I think he's more of a guard.
I think he's a guard, yeah.
Yeah.
Christian Boyd, the defensive interior lineman out of Northern Iowa. Ben Sinnott, the tight end from K-State. Nelson Caesar, Malik Washington. Mason Smith.
Ooh, yeah, that's a neighbor.
Mason Smith.
He's got to be one of them.
Oh, he's signed me up right now.
Yeah,
boom.
Yeah.
That's one. Got our big.
I was going to say, it's sort for D tackles, but.
Yeah, we don't have to.
Have to, right.
I can't believe he was still there. So we've got.
Safety wouldn't be terrible.
Wide receiver.
Yeah.
Cornerback. Offensive tackle.
D tackle linebacker. Did he say corner? Yeah, he did say corner.
Yeah. So we filled all the needs. We got two picks left.
Mm-hmm.
121 and 198 here.
Safety would be very helpful.
Cole Bishop is there.
Yeah.
That's a nice one.
That's fine, yeah.
DJ James is still available.
Really? I would say, how about a pure slot?
When you're talking, like, some of these cornerbacks, just to talk about some of the corners that are still available. Kalen King, he might be a safety,
but I'm not sure I want to experiment with it. Yeah. Be the ones to experiment with it, but.
DJ James, Kalen Carson, Shal Smith-Wade, Josh Newton.
Newton's got a lot of buzz about
him. Yeah, Dwight McLeathern, Nehemiah Pritchett.
I don't mind taking two corners.
I don't either.
Especially if they're sort of different, but even if they're not, you got the two big edge guys that are unknowns.
The safety is still available. Dadrian Taylor Demerson. Cole Bishop.
I was going to say Bishop was one you mentioned before.
Yeah. Bo Brady out of Maryland. Malik Mustafa out of Wake Forest. James Williams out of... Miami?
There's about three or four defensive backs there I like. It'd be Bishop as a true safety, James from Auburn, or I forget the first corner we both went. I didn't think he'd be there.
Yeah. Did Bishop do any slot work?
That's the other thing. I don't know.
Because I'd like to have two. If you had to have a backup plan there.
I mean, I know his jumps and things like that were great.
Outstanding, yeah.
But if he's slot capable, that's intriguing to me.
He played 208 snaps in the slot in 2022, only 97 last year, but he was the deep, their deep safety deep primarily.
Well, because
Utah's, but he's also played in the box, some. He's moved around.
That other Utah safety is more of a box.
Yeah.
He's not the deep guy.
Yeah.
I think Bishop could probably do it. I'm fine with him.
Yeah.
Your third safety.
Yeah. Just put him in the mix. He's got good size. He can run.
I would think special teams will be phenomenal for him.
Yeah. No, there you go. Cole Bishop is the pick. Those Utah get players.
They play hard, too.
They play hard.
Coach,
have a little bit of an edge to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. Now we are back up here.
We have the last pick?
This is our last pick at 198. The players available, top players. Jalen Green, the safety out of Mississippi State. Ladarius Henderson, the tackle out of Michigan. Hunter Norzad, the center from Penn State. Julian Pearl, tackle from Illinois. Javian Cohen, the guard from Miami. Frank Gore Jr., Jalen Harrell, the edge from Michigan. Caden Wallace from Penn State, offensive tackle. Tyron Hopper, linebacker from Missouri. Tanner Bordellini is still available.
I would take him.
Yeah.
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 Not just because he tested well. I mean, he was a decent prospect that struggled the Senior Bowl, as smaller centers will, one-on-one against Sweat.
Yeah.
You know, that's like, you know. I don't know that he could be a guard. I mean, I just don't know.
He might be your center only.
He might be center only.
That's fine.
He might be a long-term backup center or develop into a starter or who knows.
I think pre-Senior Bowl, I remember we had a mock where we took him with one of those 120, 121 picks.
Yeah. And he tested extremely well.
Wisconsin
center?
He's a Wisconsin center.
Talk about low bust rate. Yeah.
There you go. So it is.
That's cool. We did well.
No, we probably won't get a good grade on this because we took some guys that
were lower on their
list.
Yeah.
But
that's all right. I don't care.
That's fine. I don't care about that. Brian Tom. We get the Cardinals' fourth round pick.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah, absolutely. It's nice. Yeah. I mean, you got a difference maker, game changer, playmaker on offense in the first round.
Brian Thomas.
Yeah.
Then we got Edgerrin Cooper, a defensive playmaker.
Yeah.
Then we took Blake Fisher.
Fine. I think that's pretty safe, too.
Notre Dame offensive lineman.
Right.
He's not going to bust.
Yeah. He's not going to be the worst guy on your line.
Yeah. Max Melton at pick 84.
Mm-hmm.
A cornerback out of Rutgers. He can play inside. He can play outside.
After much debate, I think we're happy with that, though.
Yeah. Mason Smith at pick 120. I am ecstatic about that.
Yeah, yeah. He could do nothing his rookie year, and that's fine.
He is big, physical dude.
Go hang out with Cam Hayward.
Yeah. Cole Bishop at 121. Again,
take it, yeah.
Yeah.
Special teams.
Another defensive back to
safety,
the equation.
Athletic guy, yeah.
And then Tanner Bordellini at the center out of Wisconsin at pick 198.
Kind of our Spencer Anderson pick, but extra linemen aren't bad.
He's in the mix.
Yeah, yeah.
Put him in the mix.
Shortage of linemen, get him in there.
I think I'm leaning more with you here now that I think they sign a veteran center.
I do too. Just because it's so hard to hit on one of those guys.
Yeah, maybe it's not going to be the number one guy.
Mm-mm.
But I could see them bringing in the guy from the Titans.
Yeah, yeah, or Biotish, or
yeah,
I mean,
there's
a lot of names. I mean, yeah. I think it's a $6 to $8 million investment, and you're happy with it. You know, you just don't want your O line to be full of holes, because it'd be nice to chalk that up from not being a need on draft day.
Yeah.
Because in order to get Powers Johnson, you're not getting Latham or, you know, I mean, they're, you know, one of the top corners.
I'm just looking here. So we got three offensive players, four defensive players.
Fine.
Okay.
We want to get young on D, but right.
Yeah. And we're getting younger at inside linebacker.
There's a chance Deontay isn't back after this season. I mean, talking about our first round pick. I mean, you get really cheap at wide receiver a year from
big.
Now. And huge and super athletic. I mean, him and Pickens have some similarities.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
having two
size
of those guys?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to match up with that. And then, again, Max Melton's not a small cornerback.
No, at all.
Small by today's standards. He'd be small in that room.
Yes.
Compared to those monsters,
right.
He's still 5'11".
The thing about Thomas, though, is like, I think he's worth the 20th pick. But you can only make that pick because you picked up an extra second rounder.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And who knows how free agency would go. But, you know, to really attack a lot of the positions you want to, I don't know that you could use your first pick on a wide receiver unless you had an extra second day pick.
And I just think in this draft, because it is top heavy like this, I want to be aggressive and try to max out on those guys.
Yeah. I mean, that guy could be a Pro Bowler. I mean, he's a phenomenal specimen.
Yeah.
You know, so you want to help your quarterback.
Yeah, and you still got Edgerrin Cooper, who's
it's a good point.
A really good football player.
I mean, I'd trade the second pick. I'd trade their second round pick for Cooper right now, not knowing anything else.
Yeah,
I mean, Greg Cosell was raving about him.
Oh, he's
And I see why. I mean, he is a
sideline to sideline.
Yeah,
got the length that you want in that position.
I think he could be a first linebacker off the board.
Absolutely. So that's that's our first post combine mock draft.
Yes, worked out well.
Yeah, really did. We're going to get to a break. He is the Matt Williamson. I'm Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. Let's change up the gears here a little bit more and start talking a little bit more free agency.
It's a week away.
It's a week away.
It's so fast.
Let's do that when we return right after this. Steeler fans, you can gear up with the latest sideline apparel, hats or jerseys of your favorite players, authentic memorabilia, custom items, and exclusives you can only find directly from the team at one of the official Steelers Pro Shops. They're located at Acrisure Stadium, Grove City Premium Outlets, or Tanger Outlets, or you can visit online at shop.steelers.com. And Matt, I promised we would talk a little bit about some free agency here.
Yeah.
And I'm beginning to come over with you here on this that
the center situation.
I would probably try to sign a center.
It's just a bird in the hand.
Yeah.
You know, and go into free agency, check that box, you know, solid starter.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't have to be pouncy or dramatic.
Give me an upgrade over what you
had. Yeah, what you had. Yeah. Somebody you can count on. Yeah, I think that's makes the most sense to me. Safety and center, I think, where I'd spend my first money.
So the top guy available, again, is Connor Williams, but...
Mm-hmm. I think Cushenberry's going to make more than him, though.
I do, too, because Connor Williams is hurt.
He's hurt, yeah.
He's coming off an ACL that...
Had a really good year, but... Yeah.
At what point does he come back and...
I think it was a November injury.
It was a Week 14 injury, so you're probably talking about missing some time just to open the season. Well, that's a problem if you don't have a center.
Do they have ages there for these guys? I think he's 26
He'll be
so.
27 here soon.
Yeah, okay. I mean, if your doctors say fine, but you and I don't know that answer.
Yeah.
Right.
Then you're looking at guys like Cushenberry, you mentioned, Andre James. Cushenberry's a little bit younger than those guys.
Yeah, I know.
He'll turn 27 next season,
I think they had him in for a visit whenever he was, you know, coming out of school.
But he's also going to be expensive.
Oh, he's going to be more than 10.
Yeah, you're looking at the projection here is 4 years, $12.5 million per year.
If they did that, I wouldn't ding them for it.
You could structure it in the right way.
You could. I mean, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, and you're still going to get, you know, good. So the guy that kind of makes some sense here is Aaron Brewer from the Titans.
Yeah. Not a superstar.
Not a superstar, but solid.
Player. Yeah.
And the projection here is 3 years at an average of $6.67 million.
Yeah. I mean, he's a former tight end. He's very, very active. He's not super heavy. I think he's about 300 pounds. Kept adding weight. Did 1 year with Arthur Smith, from what I remember, in terms of overlap. That's the type of center he's been after whenever they go get him throughout his career. It's an active center, you know, outside zone, stuff like that. He'd be fine. He'd be fine. I mean, he's not going to, you know, go to the Hall of Fame or anything, but he'd be fine.
Yeah.
I have no problem spending that money for a guy like that.
He's still just 26 years old, as is Tyler Beatus out of Wisconsin.
I'm sure they know a lot
Dallas.
About him. And, right.
You're looking at a 3-year, $7 million average for him.
Okay. That doesn't sound crazy to me.
Yeah. Since we last did this, Coleman Shelton from the Rams has been put out on the open market here.
And I've been negligent and haven't looked into him enough, but I know a lot of people think good things about him.
Yeah.
I'm glad that he's on the market now. You know?
And you're looking there at 3 years and
he was out, but Allen's the one they cut.
Yeah.
He didn't get cut. It's, right. I mean, his contract's up.
Three years, 5.3. He's 28. He'll be 29 soon.
Okay. I don't know enough about him. I need to do some homework. But I know some people are high on him and think he's a starter.
And also, since we last did this, Nick Gates has been the...
Yeah, I don't know if that gets you better.
That doesn't get you better.
No. Did they mention James at all there from the Raiders?
Yeah, that was one of the first... Andre James was the...
Okay, I didn't know we talked... I don't think we brought him up.
We didn't bring him up, but...
He's okay. I mean, he would fit the bill as well. He's also an ascending player. Again, that list isn't blow your doors off exciting, but you got to build the team.
Right.
You know, you got to check boxes. You definitely want to knock out a couple needs pre-draft. Center's as good a spot as any. As much as I like Powers Johnson, I don't want to have to take him. And you know there's going to be other players there you'll be very attracted to.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that does, would you take him over DeGene?
And if you don't take one in the first round, you're probably going to have to move up.
Shut out.
You're probably going to have to move up in the second round to get one.
Yeah, and I just don't think the puzzle pieces fit that well.
I start when I say
needing
a center. Get one to go up and get somebody who's a day one starter.
Yeah. I mean, to be a true upgrade as opposed to a hope.
Like we went out and got Bortolini.
That's just a throw in. Bring him to camp and,
maybe 2 years or 3 years from now, he's your starting center.
Maybe. If Van Pran was a little more attractive to me, because he's not really the mobile one either for as well, too. So I think there's really three that you'd be really happy to add to the team.
Yeah.
And they're hard to land from where you pick.
Yeah. The safety position is another one.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking Antoine Winfield. Duggar. We're not talking Cameron Curl. We're not talking McKinney. Those guys are way too expensive.
Those are all double digits per year.
Even Geno Stone, no.
Probably not, right.
But Julian Blackman.
Yes.
25 years old.
Yes.
Can cover.
Yep. Does a little bit of everything. Good player.
Yeah.
Also ascending.
Would fit right into the mix. Jordan Fuller with the Rams. Still 26.
Not my favorite, but not bad. Right? Yeah.
Jordan Whitehead, going to be 27, but...
Yeah, I think he's an upgrade over what you've been playing. I mean, he's better than KZ, in my opinion, those guys.
We mentioned before C.J. Gardner-Johnson. I don't know if that's...
What he does on the field would be a tremendous fit.
Yeah.
Other than that,
I don't know
who
if you
knows?
Want to add that guy to your locker room.
Do they have projections on him?
1 year, $5.3 million.
On
a kind of a prove a deal.
Yeah.
He had a torn pec muscle in week two last year, returned for the playoff game for Detroit.
I think he's okay, yeah.
Just looking here at some other. Gilman is the guy.
Gilman's really attractive.
Aloy Gilman. 2 years, $2.67 million. Sign me up.
I think he's going to be pricier than that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if he was 2 years, $7 million total.
Yeah.
I'm in. Yeah, that's a great one.
Darnell Savage is another guy that we talked about. You're looking at a $5 million average there.
Had a weird year and doesn't seem to be real excited about tackling people. But there's lot of talent there.
Yeah.
He's played slot. He's done a lot of things.
Jeremy Chin's another one that I could be talked into adding him to the equation.
I wouldn't. He might even be my third one. I mean, like if I signed Whitehead and then Chin on a one-year 1.5. I mean, I don't think he's going to be very expensive.
Yeah.
Chin and Isaiah Simmons are both kind of interesting to me. I know Simmons is a linebacker.
There's all kinds of talent there.
Yeah.
It just hasn't been
put together.
Yeah,
right?
Hasn't put it together.
Chin's had better moments than Simmons.
Yeah, yeah. Brandon Jones, who was with the Dolphins.
He's up in age, though.
No, he's 25. He'll be 26.
Who's the Jones? Rashad Jones.
Rashad Jones is the one you're thinking of.
He's older, yeah.
Yeah, Brandon Jones is coming off a pretty good year.
Yeah. It'd be cheap.
You're looking at 2 years, an average of $3.38 million. Okay.
That's not bad. Okay.
Just adding him to the mix there that
you're
getting a little younger. And
a little younger and has some experience, though.
Yeah.
Now, that's the neighborhood I'm shopping in on safety, though.
Kevin Byard got released over the weekend by the Eagles. He's 30. He'll be 31 before next season starts.
Like, I'm not into signing 30-year-olds, but one-year deals aren't like it hurts your future.
Yeah.
You know, if you sign a one-year deal for some of these older guys that have been around the block.
Who's still a pretty good player.
Pretty good player, yeah.
I could see doing something like that and then drafting one to sit
fourth
behind this guy.
Or something like that.
To add to that mix.
Yep, and maybe that's your big nickel and go from there.
The
safeties are okay. It's
any other position you would look at there? Linebackers we've talked about.
It's not great, but I wonder if they're not going to overspend, but I wonder if they're going to be a little more aggressive than they'd like to be considering the state of their current linebackers.
Yeah. I'd like to add a young body to that group.
I would too. I don't have a name I love. You know, El Shaheer is interesting, but he's going to get more this year than he did last year.
I think
year.
So, too.
Right.
You know, if the market isn't robust for him early, then you jump on, like...
I mean, I'd be interested in Tranquil or Cashman.
Yeah.
I mean, especially if a week goes by and nobody grabs them. You can live with them. They're good. They're not great, you know.
That interior defensive line group.
There's some big names.
There's some big names there, and you're not going to get into that. I mean,
I
don't
think so.
Because here's the thing. Chris Jones, $30 million a year average. No.
Right.
You're not doing that. Matt Ebuke, $23
million. He's a franchise, too.
Christian Wilkins, $25 million per year.
Yeah.
That's going to be too pricey. Leonard Williams, 17.25 for a guy who's going to be 30.
I know. It's amazing he's only 30, though. It seems like he's been in the league forever.
DJ Reader is going to be 15.25.
That one interests me.
Coming off an ACL and he's 30.
Coming off an ACL and he's heavy. And, yeah. Right.
Grover Stewart would be one that I would.
What's his age?
He is 30.
Yeah, yeah.
But the projection is $11 million
a year. If it's a one-year deal, you know. A lot of it has to do with what do you think of Ogunjobi. I mean, if you're cutting Ogunjobi.
Does Grover Stewart as the nose and flipping Benton outside
make
you better?
I think the answer is yes. I mean, I think you're bigger and more physical. And if you're cutting Ogunjobi, it's only costing you like $2 million to do that.
Yeah.
And maybe less if it's a two-year deal and you structure it the way you want. Those kind of moves interest me.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard like Fletcher Cox. I'm like, eh, I mean... If you could keep his snap counts down and it's a one-year deal, maybe. I mean, but like a Sheldon Rankins to me isn't an upgrade enough.
That's not a slam dunk, yeah.
Right. There's a couple of those guys.
T.R. Tartt is a guy that's...
He's a good player.
He's a good player.
Yeah, he is. I mean, how old is he?
27.
I'd say he's not as old as the others. I know that. Daquan Jones is another one. I think he's like 32. I mean, these are big, powerful men.
He is 32,
yeah. I mean, I'd like to get... Big and nasty on the inside, even if you lose a little pass rush.
Yeah.
And there's some guys that fit that bill. I'd like to really bring back Watts, too.
I think so.
I think that's something I'd do now.
What about a Quentin Jefferson bringing him? Pittsburgh guy.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Woodland Hills?
I think so,
yeah. I think you're right.
He's going to be 31. The projection here is 1 year, $3.5 million.
It's a good value.
I mean, he's had a better overall career, I think, than Watts. Watts has had his moments.
Yeah,
Watts
yeah.
played well for you last year.
I thought Watts was... quite good last year.
No, I did too. Kinlaw doesn't really interest me.
I don't know. I mean, it's been injuries, flashes. That Niners D-line coach is a legend. Like, he supposedly is one of the best in the league.
But he hasn't gotten anything out of Kinlaw.
As I was going to say, that's what I don't like about him. Somebody's going to get out of Kinlaw.
That good of a coach, and you can't
get... And you're surrounded by that many good players.
I
like, how many doubles did he face in his life?
Not
very,
many.
Very few.
And he's still 26. I get it.
He came out young, though, and boy, he's talented.
I don't remember loving him, though, when he came out.
No, no.
I thought they overdrafted him.
Yes, because they traded Buckner.
Yeah.
I mean, they were going to take one no matter what, and he was the guy. But, man, I mean, if the deal was right, I would consider it.
Shelby Harris, no. A'shaun Robinson.
I like the player.
Yeah.
He's a kind of grown man strength type of dude.
Yeah.
How old is he? 30, probably?
He's 20. He'll be 29, I'm sorry.
Came out as a junior, I think.
Yeah.
He's okay.
Raekwon Davis.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Still 26.
Mm-hmm. That you would want him in as a part-timer, I mean, as a rotational player.
Boy, the Dolphins are losing.
They're losing everybody.
Everybody.
No, their O-line's a disaster. Yeah.
That's crazy.
They're in bad shape.
Bilal Nichols.
Yeah.
Sebastian Joseph Day, Adam Butler, Puna Ford. You know, it's kind of got it that fits here.
Yeah.
Justin Jones with the Bears. I mean.
Okay.
Yes. Solomon Thomas.
I think that ship sailed.
Yeah.
I know he's had
another
a Kinlaw
guy that was overdrafted,
but that he's a lot older.
Yeah, well, he's 28.
I guess he came out pretty young.
Yeah,
he was always. I'm not sure he's a fit here either, though.
Yeah, I don't think he is.
I think he's kind of the Michael Bennett power end guy.
Yeah,
but there's five names there or so that aren't insane to talk about.
No, beyond that, I mean, you know, we've talked to wide receivers.
I do like the Westbrook Akine, KJ Osborne neighborhood.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there's a chance Robinson will be back, but at a much lesser price.
At a lower price.
Much lower.
Yeah, a guy like Westbrook Akine, the projection is 1 year, $2.75 million.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So just a receiver note, Evans has signed to big money, but the second-tier guys the last couple of years have not done well because people just go to the draft.
Yeah.
And he's like a third-tier guy. It's not a great time to be a free agent, non-superstar.
Yeah, a lot of these guys are going to get one-year deals. Yeah.
The logic's like, I'll just do the third-round pick on
the K.J. Osborne's, the Noah Browns.
Yeah, those are all the names I'd be very interested in for the Steelers.
Yeah, even a Mac Hollins.
Like, yeah, they all block. They're not superstars, but they're NFL players.
They're going to play special teams. They're going to do that kind of stuff. And
you hope you draft past them at some point.
Yeah.
But if there's an injury, you can live with them.
And some of those guys are going to be available after the draft.
A couple will be,
Yeah, you don't even need to.
Might be out there.
Yeah, you don't even need to make any kind of rush to go sign these guys because they're going to be available. Because everybody's going to wait and see the big name guys, the T. Higgins, the Michael Pittmans. We've already seen Mike Evans, the Marquise Browns. Those guys will get signed. And then everybody else will wait until they'll wait until the draft and see whether they get one or not.
Because this class has a ton of them, and it's great.
Yeah.
And most teams will get their guy. Then those guys get a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
Post-draft, then it's desperation.
Then you're getting these guys for a million, you know, the vet minimum.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe a tiny signing bonus.
Prove-it deal. It's not a bad place to shop.
Yeah.
It'd be useful.
So, let's get to another break. He is the Matt Williamson. I'm Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We'll be back to finish up the show right after this. Welcome back. I'm Dale Lally. He is the Matt Williamson. And, Matt, I'm looking here at Nick Shook's piece on NFL.com on the All-Combine team, the 2024 All-Combine team.
Oh, okay.
Best player at each position here. So we'll roll through
quarterbacks didn't really stand out.
He had Michael Penix as his top guy. He looked fine.
I mean, it's kind of hard to judge watching TV.
He's huge hands.
Arm,
Running back, he had Bucky Irving out of Oregon.
I didn't see a standout there. I mean, I think his jumps were good.
And then Keelan Robinson out of Texas.
He's a returner type guy. Yeah, he's kind of interesting. Good receiver.
Yeah. Wide receiver, it was Ladd McConkey and Rome Odunziel. Oh, Xavier Worthy as well.
Worthy at least has to be mentioned. Yeah. But okay. That's a tough list to narrow down.
Tight end, Devin Culp and Tip Rymann. Culp from Washington, Rymann from Illinois.
He's huge. He's like 270-something. And Culp had a really good explosive stuff.
Yeah.
You know, Theo Johnson had a really good. He's going to be the third tight end off the board.
At tackle, Joe Alt.
For as tall as he is and the drills he did.
Really athletic, Troy Fatanu.
Sure.
Let's see, honorable mention, Talisi Fuaga.
Okay.
Christian Jones, Tyler Guyton, J.C. Latham.
Right.
Yeah. Guard, C.J. Hansen from Holy Cross.
Don't know him. I saw the name at the top of some of the list or some of the, testing.
And then Christian Haynes out of Connecticut. Kind of knew about him into this. Center, it was Jackson Powers Johnson.
Yeah, but he didn't light the world on fire.
He didn't. And then he had Tanner Bordellini as his...
he kind of lit the world on fire.
Yeah. At least Zach Frazier, Nick Gargolino from South Carolina, Dylan McMahon from NC State, Drake Nugent from Michigan.
Yeah, again, those day three centers are better than I thought.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I just don't know that any of them are plug-and-play type guys.
No, but, I'm not saying that. Yeah. Right. But they could have futures in the league.
Defensively, it's Braden Fisk on the interior defensive lineman along with Byron Murphy.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were...
They're both very, very good.
Yeah. Edge rushers. You got Jared Verse.
Mm-hmm.
Leitu. And Dallas Turner.
Okay. Leitu's drills were great. I mean, people were worried that he would go backwards, and I don't think he did.
For him, it's all going to be about the medicals.
Yeah. Who knows what happened there.
Yeah. And Dallas Turner ran a 4.46.
He was 247 the best of all
pounds.
Of them, right?
Yeah. The linebackers, Edgerrin Cooper.
Sure.
Who we drafted in the second round with our mock draft. Peyton Wilson, who...
He went crazy.
Went nuts, yeah.
Hopefully the medicals don't hurt him.
Curtis Jacobs from Penn State.
Okay. Don't know a lot about him other than the name and school.
Kind of a... He was fine. I mean, I thought of him as more of a downhill thumper type of guy, but he moved okay.
Okay.
Cornerback, Terrion Arnold.
Yeah. Didn't hurt himself, that's for sure, yeah.
Quinyon Mitchell.
Yep.
And the aforementioned Mac Melton, who we took
really
in the...
Good day.
Yeah.
Really good day.
Yeah. Safety. We get the all...
we get the whole team.
We drafted off this. Cole Bishop at safety.
Yeah, I think his jumps were the one thing that stood out with him.
Yeah, but he ran a 4.45, too.
Not bad, yeah, and he's
not
little.
Yeah, like 210 pounds. Dadrian Taylor-Demerson, the Texas Tech safety.
Okay. He was the guy we thought about in our mock.
Yeah, 4.41 at 197 pounds.
I wonder if he's slot capable. I might need to work into that.
Yeah, have to take a look
at
that.
If they're under 200, most of those guys are slot capable.
Yeah, I think he's taller, too.
Is he? Let me go back to the drawing board.
I remember looking at that. He was, let's see here, call up he's 5'10", 197, so.
Okay. But that's usually slot-ish.
Yeah.
For the safeties.
We ran a 4.41. His 10-yard split was 1.52.
Wow.
It's flying. 38-inch vertical, 10.3 on the broad.
Interesting.
His comp, according to the Landseer line, Jordan Whitehead.
Yeah, I bet he does have some slot stuff then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Offers versatility to multiple coverage things. You say anything about slot? Sources tell us. He's really bright and fun to talk to. Great leadership qualities. Personally, I think he would rather have him playing against short zone coverage from the nickel because of how he sees the field.
Yeah, from the nickel, they probably think he can
play the slot. Okay. There you go. The honorable mentions there were Tyler Newbin, Sione Vaki, Dejon Anthony, Evan Williams, Javon Bullard, and Jalen Simpson.
Okay.
Cornerbacks, the honorable mentions were Josh Newton, Miles Harden out of South Dakota, Jerrion Jones out of Florida State, Kamari Lassiter, Mike Sainestrel.
Sainestrel blew it up.
Yeah.
He did really well. He's bigger than I thought. Yeah.
Good football player, too. Yeah. Nate Wiggins and Daquan Hardy out of Penn State, another slot.
Penn State kids test well.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Hardy would be a nice day three slot type guy. Yeah, he'd fit in here.
Absolutely. But those were the all combine teams, according to Nick Shook. A lot of good stuff coming out of that.
Man. It was a blast being there, too, and I enjoyed watching it over the weekend and feel like I'm kind of caught up.
Yeah, and people, why do you come back when, all this stuff is starting and we get back on Friday? I'm like, because
it is a little confusing,
it's not like we can go out and watch.
And I'd rather watch it. We could go out and watch, but I could see more on
TV.
I mean, Radio Rose, why we're there, and the interviews and guys at the podiums and Omar.
Once the players get on the field, the interview stuff for us is pretty much over.
Yeah. Friday is pretty slow.
Yeah.
It wasn't this year.
Saturday is really real slow. We've done that before in the past. And
there's a tumbleweed rolling by.
they're tearing stuff down around us.
Oh, they absolutely are. On Friday, they're always getting ready for that truck or whatever convention that comes in right after. So.
But, Matt, that's going to do it for our show today. We will be back on Wednesday. Again, back to our Monday, Wednesday, Friday here for the next couple of weeks before we head down to the
I'm sure there'll be a lot of league news in the next couple of days.
Absolutely. Yep. We'll keep you up to date on that. But for my partner, Matt Williamson, for Justin Miller here on site, keeping us on the air, I'm Dale Lally. We thank you for listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.